Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Robert.
Leon.
Man, I got an echo. evening, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, I have some technical difficulties. I'm going to try to fix it right quick. Let me see how can I fix it. Robert.
Yo.
I know what's happening. Hey, Robert.
Leon. Leon Gatewood. Can you hear me, Leon?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
But the funny part is we got some technical difficulties going on here. I can't quite figure it out. I think it's because I called in from the computer.
Good music going on in the meantime. Got war going on.
Great music.
Cisco Kid with a friend of mine. Met down on the port of Rio Grande. What kind of friend is that?
What is Rio Grande?
Eating salted peanuts out of a can. Lord have me. What folks gonna do next? That's a strange kind of friend there. When your friend eating salted peanuts out of the can. I remember you used to have those little packs with peanuts in a plastic bag. And you pour them in your soda pop down south. And you're drinking the peanuts. So you didn't, I guess we got lazy. It was too much work to pick the peanut up and put it in your mouth and follow it with a soda. So you poured the peanut down in the soda. It caused a heck of a commotion of a fizz. But once that fizz was over, man, you were in for a treat. Those were the good old days. Will those days ever come back? Well, I don't really have no long. I have no longing for having peanuts inside of a Coca-Cola, but some of the other good things that happened during this period. Now we were facing rampant unemployment, almost void of economic opportunities. Parents were sharecroppers. Everybody was poor, but boy, we had dignity. We had pride. We were had a sense of community. Those are the days. If you want to talk about bring something back, bring that back. Bring that back. Because what we have right now, this is not recognizable as a country, as a society. Everybody trying to kill everybody. Everybody is fighting everybody. We have a leadership that has done everything in their power to bring us to the brink of really almost war among ourselves. But to keep saying we've gone through worse, and I do agree with that. I'm not sure anything is worse than being enslaved. We endured that. We endured the Great Depression. We endured coming back from World War II and being treated as second-class citizens. We endured World War II. We endured the Dust Bowl. We endured the turbulent era of the 60s. Well, people finally stood up. They claim, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. They tried to do what the country had failed to do, and which was to deliver justice to everybody. We came to the 70s where there was this new awareness. There was drugs, there was protest against the war. And we've been doing a lot. We're coming on up to now. We've gone through our first black president and the backlash that it has caused. It makes you wonder, what kind of country are we in? Will the real United States step forward? Now, we know it has a very checkered past, full of hypocrisy and racism, classism. But for somehow, we birthed a black president who served two terms. He beat John McCain the first time around. Second time around, he beat Mitt Romney. And he was two. He was, one was a war hero, and the other was a senator who was a moderate by all standards. But the country still chose Barack Obama. Unfortunately, that created a backlash. And so when Hillary Clinton ran against Donald Trump, there was a lot of seething anger underneath the surface. It was actually under the surface up until the point he became president. And once he became president, then, of course, it unleashed itself. So now we've created this Frankenstein of a monster that is hell-bent on destroying the country. But we're not going to let it. We're just going to ask all of the good-hearted people, the fair people, the people who understand justice, to step up. Step up. The country is falling apart at the seams. Now, some institutions need to be dismantled. But unfortunately, when you start dismantling institutions, you don't know what's going to take its place. So anyway, that's what's going on. What are we going to do about it? Well, let's start and vote. We got about 2 months before the, 3 months before the election. How many months? Dang, what is this? September? Month of September. Oh, my goodness, 2 months. Jesus Christ. 2 months before the election. If you haven't registered, let's get with it. Let's not wait until the first week in November, first Tuesday in November, and start asking why is my registration not, why am I not registered, or why do I not know where to show up, or I don't know what to mail in, or let's take care of that little housekeeping right now while we still have some time. We have 2 months. Let's go ahead and do that now. While you're at it, let's bring somebody else along. Let's find Grandma. If she doesn't want to get COVID, let's show her how to do the mail-in. And if you can drop that ballot off at a drop-off box, I think that might be preferable to mailing it, actually, if you can. You don't have to go into the booth and stand in line, but there are drop-off places for ballots. So let's do that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not, I say this with tongue in cheek when I say no matter who you're going to vote for, let's vote. But in fairness, whoever you're going to vote for, let's get out here and do that. And do this thing.
Bravo.
Yo.
Don't
who that?
You vote for. Don't even raise a possibility somebody might vote for Donald Trump.
Man, I didn't know you were on the line. I thought Leon had left me hanging out here. Leon was having some technical issues. I didn't realize that you were on the line, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Robert. I wonder why you were talking so solemn.
I'm just talking up a storm.
Yeah, I was listening to you.
I didn't know if anybody was listening. I didn't know if I was going across the airwaves. But now that I see you here. Oh, well, welcome to the show, Joseph.
Yeah, man.
How you doing there, brother?
Glad to be here.
How things going down in the y'all not the Windy City. What's that? That's Chicago. You're not the Bull City. What's Charlotte? The
Queen City.
What's Charlotte? Queen City.
Queen
there you
City.
Go. That's your
Queen
moniker.
Queen Charlotte.
All right. How's the Queen City going? Y'all, anything? Didn't y'all have didn't Trump come down there last week? He was in North Carolina somewhere.
He was in Winston Salem yesterday.
trying to get you Carolinians all riled up, huh? But you know, Joe, you made a good point there. We don't have to be. I think that's the problem sometimes with the Democratic Party. We always feel like we got to be fair and
exactly right.
Play that dual thing. That's over. Time past that.
Well, you need to tell folks to get out and vote and get Trump up out of there.
Don't even try to say no matter who you vote for. You don't vote for this guy. This guy is he's wrong.
Think about
wrong with
him. Stay home. Stay home. If you undecided, stay home. Because this joker, every day. You ever hear that song by Sunshine Anderson? Your lives ain't working now.
Yeah.
Every day is
heard it all before.
Heard it all before. Every day is something else. You know, a different lie every day. And the thing about it is, the lies just keep coming out over and over. Well, that's the only thing that's happening right now. People are just validating the lies, really. We all knew he was lying. We all knew he was a cheat. We all knew he was a thief. We all knew that he was he disrespected women. We all knew that he was a bigot, a racist, assaulter, assaulting women. We are immoral person. We always knew that. I mean, just based on the things that he had said himself and publicly. But now people are saying the things that he said when we weren't listening, when we weren't looking. And it just validates what we already knew. It's like the coming news reporter last night when, you know, Cohen's book was coming out. And the guy said, yeah, this is bad, but it's not, but there's nothing new here. Just like when Denise came out with her revelations. Nah, there's nothing new here. When they came out and said all the stuff he said about veterans, calling them losers and suckers for going to war. Yeah, that's bad, but we've already heard that before. We heard him say that about John McCain. We knew he said he was going to disown his son if his son went to the military. We knew all of this. It's bad that you, how many times do you have to say that a joker's a low-down, dirty, lying, cheat, non-patriotic, psychopath, narcissist? How many times do you need to say that, huh?
That's enough adjectives for one dude, man.
I know it, but how many times you need to say that for one, you know?
But Joe,
this
is what disturbs me. This is what disturbs me, ladies and gentlemen. This country, in speaking in terms of how old a country can be, this is not a really an old country.
If you compare us to the great empires in history, we are at an adolescent stage at best. We're adolescents. Go ahead, Robert.
And that's why people need to look at this moment. We're not beyond collapsing. What the founders did, Joseph, and this is what these diehard Trump people need to get and understand. They built in checks and balances.
Right.
Look, there may be a time where somebody comes to power who's really not fit. He may have gotten in through chicanery, just whatever reason.
Right.
He could have lost his mind once he got in there. He may have been sane when he started.
Right.
But there is a three branches of government that's supposed to check this.
Right.
And this is the most disappointing part of this whole fiasco for me.
That's right.
Is that
that's
the other levers of power are not working.
Thank you. They expected at some point a low-down, dirty scoundrel will end up there in that White House.
Yep.
They put something in place for that. But they didn't think that you would have a whole
branch of government.
Branch of government that will low-down,
well,
dirty scoundrel.
Here's guys. I have the answer for why this is happening in this case. Now,
please,
the Republican Party has become so desperate. That the are so pitiful, and they've gerrymandered so much that the only hope they have are the Trump supporters.
Yep.
That's all they have.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And that's how crazy And that's how I don't know who allowed this to happen, the gerrymandering, how these guys got in these districts. They so gerrymandered, they almost guaranteed a seat. I don't know how we came to this, but that seems to be the case here. And that's why these guys suck up to Trump, not because they love him, not because they give a flip about anything he's doing. It's because Trump has a cult. He has a leader, follows with a cult mentality.
Right.
They can't let him go.
They can't let him go. And he said that.
They can't let him go.
How he knew it, I do not know. But
he had no idea how he knew when he was running that he had people that were, he could say he could shoot somebody in the middle of the street and wouldn't lose any votes. How he knew was that part of his hypnosis technique?
Right. Well, you're right. That might have been a part of the hypnotic process right there.
Right.
You know, when he said that, you know, those people, when he said that, they just it just kind of triggered something in their brain that said, okay, regardless of what he does, we are not supposed to stop supporting him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, that was probably, you know, the power of suggestion. You follow me?
Check out this rationalization. You have these folks who rationalize, who will say things like the stock market, tax breaks, I'm pro-life. But think about this. Hitler was some of those things too. But just because somebody is in favor of your one or two little issues,
right,
you're going to get a tax break. Okay. All right. You don't want to kill the unborn baby or whatever. Okay. I understand the passion behind that. But do you vote for Hitler because he says he doesn't want to kill the unborn? Do you vote for Hitler because he says he's going to give you a tax break? That's the same psychology that got Hitler in the...
Go ahead, Robin, I'm listening.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you can't let that be your reason because he agrees with you on one or two issues. This guy is corrupt. He is foul.
Right. Here's the sad thing. We have seen how this story ends. You follow me? This is not new. I mean, you had just like Hitler, he won over, a large percent of the population, and he had other people in other branches of government that had just lined up behind him, generals and senators or whatever they call them. They lined up behind him. And they sat right there and let him destroy all of Europe. 65 million people were dead by the time Hitler. 65 million people dead, and the Russians occupying the eastern portion of Germany, and the Americans occupying the western portion of Germany. All because of one lunatic got in power, and nobody had the guts, the courage to stand up to him. 65 million people dead.
Well, Joseph, now there was a case, a couple of cases, as a matter of fact. Valkyrie was one of them. They tried to assassinate that joke a couple of times.
Right.
And the problem is this consensus. You notice that when somebody gets out of power or they lead the government, all of a sudden they grow a backbone and a spine. Now, we talk about in marketing, we call this social proof. We call it the desire to belong consensus. Whereas, it's a fancy word for follow the leader. You follow the crowd.
Right.
These guys in Congress, Trump has figured out that when one person speaks out, he will attack them individually. He won't attack the entire body. He goes after them one at a time, and that's how he has been able to maintain power. You notice every time somebody speaks out against them, he will single that person out. And the rest of the crowd is sitting there saying to themselves, I'm not going to let that happen to me. He's not going to embarrass me and make me look bad. And that has been his tool. He will single you out. He will tweet about you. He'll talk about you at his rallies. And that he has used that with magical precision. And once they get out of power, the Mitt Romneys and people of the world, all of a sudden, they sing like a canary. Oh, he's terrible, he's corrupt, he's yada yada yada. But Trump is a manipulator. He's a con, but he's also a manipulator. He knows how to manipulate people. These people aren't as dumb as we think they are. They are afraid of this man.
Yeah, they're afraid of him.
He is a bully.
And you know what, Robert?
Bully.
Right, Robert, you know what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Robert, about him singling out people and attacking them individually?
Yeah.
That's what Michael Cohen said last night when he was being interviewed by Rachel Maddow.
Is that
right? That's what he said that he does. And he said these people, when Trump get on their case, he said, how that term she used, somebody used it. It's like, you know, how a kid, you know, once he gets out of timeout or something, you'll let him out of timeout, you know, go back to being themselves. But like I said, they're afraid of him.
Why are they afraid of him? Here's a nutshell. Why are they afraid of him?
Huh?
I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. Only reason they're afraid of him is because they're afraid his base is not going to support him on election day.
Right.
I think it's greater than that, Leon. I think they're thinking that they figure they might lose their congressional seat. But they also, in some cases, they fear for their lives. They actually fear for their lives in many cases. Trump, when he turns on you, he turns his goons on you too. He blows that little dog whistle. He puts your name out there in the media. Now people calling your house, they calling your job, they showing up where you live. So it's not even a matter of just losing your election. Trump turns the hounds loose on you.
That's right.
This guy is horrible, I'm telling you. This is a horrible man. And they know
hey,
it.
Brother,
the people that support
hey, Joe,
him knows it.
Hey, Joe, you remember what we said before the show, man? What we were going to do? Did somebody start talking about Trump? Do you remember what we said?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, okay, talk about something else.
I'm sorry, all right, guys.
But the truth of the matter is, I don't want to talk about that Joker because he ain't worth talking about. But we have a crisis here in America. It's a serious crisis. And me personally,
America's
I'm 67 years old.
Falling.
I'm not too much worried about me, cause what I'm gonna do, I've already done it. I'm not so much worried about me, but I'm concerned about the children. I'm concerned about my grandchildren, my children, my nieces, nephews. That's who I'm concerned about. And I think
and Leon, go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
Go ahead, Robert.
I was just gonna say this, and Leon. I agree. We should talk about something else. The problem is this has been the greatest threat to this country since inception. Really. Because nobody has been so masterful at turning Americans on each other.
That's right.
And this country is going to be destroyed from within.
Right.
It's not the Russians. It's not the Chinese or the Koreans. This country is at the risk of being destroyed from within, and there's nobody to blame except Donald Trump.
That's right.
And
now, of course, the divisions have always been there. Hey,
right.
Hey, let me do one small correction.
And the United States Senate.
One more small correction. The fissures, the divisions, the racism, and all the other things, it has always been there. It took one small correction. It took a Donald Trump to bring it to this point. That's the correction.
Okay. Hey, Robert.
Because George Bush could have done it. George Bush, he was a lousy president. But we're not sitting here mad at Bush. Bush was just Bush. He was just a Republican.
That's right.
He wasn't an awful person. I wouldn't vote for him. But he's not an awful, horrible human being.
It was just
I would
a matter
about another Republican.
It was just a matter of different policy, basically.
So we're not sitting there just saying we hate all Republicans or whatever. We're saying that this guy is unique. Donald Trump is unique.
He's unique
in his awfulness.
He's uniquely He's uniquely awful. Okay. Okay, right. Guys. Let's
so
talk
now
about
I'm done.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys sharing that information. Of course, you share my sentiment on it. I appreciate you verbalizing it so eloquently and passionately. Thank you so very much. But here's
hey,
what
Leon,
I'm
one last
about.
Thing. Let me say this. Let me say this before we move on. You know, I have gone through great lengths to keep my platform strictly on economics and not even talk about Trump and politics. And I'm going to try to maintain that as much as I can. I just hate that we're at a different time in our history. And so it's just increasingly difficult to do that. So, but I will today. I'm going to leave that topic alone for the rest of this show.
Okay, man. Thank you, man. Y'all doing all right, man? Here's what I want to talk about next. This morning, a very amazing thing happened. I'm gonna give you the background story here. Alex Gaddy, who we consider one of our primary think tanks in the Hollis Center,
mm-hmm.
He reached out to me and said, "Hey, man, the Anson Idol is." They're auditioning virtually this year. He said, let's see if we can get Kenya involved, get Kenya to audition. I said, okay, man, you got the links and stuff? Anyway, long story short, he sent me the link. And, of course, I reached out to Kenya's mother and told her, would you please make sure Kenya checks her inbox? I'm going to drop a link in there for her to audition, to sign up to audition. Long story short, this morning at 11 o'clock, Miss Kenya Miles came down to the Hollis Center and auditioned virtually for American Idol. And guys, she do a good job, man. You know, she presented a couple of songs to me, and she said, "Mr. Gay, I'm going to let you pick the song." And she did a couple of songs, and then she did the song that gave you the chill. You know, like you get the chills, man, when somebody's singing.
Mm-hmm.
She gave one that gave me the chills, and I said, "That's the one. That's the one." Then Daniel came down, and she did both songs for Daniel. Daniel said that one right there. And, of course, we had a lot of things going on along the way. But anyway, just so happens, guys, we have a special guest on the radio on the show tonight. We have Kenya Miles on the show, brother. Kenya is on the show.
You clap,
no.
Bang.
No, we don't, do we? Wait, hold on there. Oh God, let me. I'm falling asleep over here. I'm neglecting my duty. Hold on.
You sound like it.
Oh yeah. Now that's not a machine. That's real people clapping. When you have
We're
the
mouth,
you know it's bad.
We're gonna fall for that. Say, okay. Kenya, let's get Kenya. Y'all guys want to talk to Kenya, man?
Yeah, man. Talk to
Kenya.
Do you think you guys are big, cool enough to talk to Kenya? Hey, Kenya, how you doing tonight? Talk to me.
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, Kenya.
We are doing great. We're doing great.
I'm gonna turn my hat on backwards so I can be cool to talk to Kenya. Would that make me cool enough if I turn my cap backwards? Would that cool if I?
No, she's not that kind. She's not that kind of cool, man.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
We don't really wear our hats backwards in 2020.
Oh, my bad. Okay, see? I just learned something today. Hey, Kenya, what's cool now? Give me a cool thing to do for an old dude trying to be cool. What's that?
I can give you something to do. I can tell you. I ain't sure what I have to tell you. Don't try to be cool.
Don't do what you think is cool.
All right, you guys, hey, Joseph, you and Kenya agree. Don't try. Just leave it alone.
Try.
Yeah, when you get our age, just don't try. That's it.
So that's the most uncool thing you can do.
Get some ghosts. It might be cool.
So what, Kenya?
Get you some gold teeth.
Oh.
Gold
teeth.
Cool.
Oh,
Lord. Get you some front.
Hey, Rala, uh-oh.
Give you some fronts.
Hey,
what do you call them?
For a minute, Kenya.
Yeah,
where is my boot?
You already got the slang down.
Let me see here. I got a special effect from Kenya. Let's see here.
I'm not doing that. Kenya, I'm not gonna do that.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
Get a on.
Kenya, hey, Kenya. Tell us about it. I mean, how does it feel? I know were you nervous? I mean, I might know some of the answers to these questions. You answered to everybody else. Were you nervous? Were you excited even? I couldn't tell.
It took me a minute to really, you know, take in what was really going on. It all hit. I just couldn't get my together. But I pushed through. And I feel like I got this show went really, really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to put it in God's hands. We'll see what happens.
Kenya, what you sing? What you sing, girl? What you sing?
I sung Someone You Love by Louis Capaldi.
You going to sing for us today?
Would you like me to give you a little piece?
I'm going to tell you the truth. Kenya.
You're going to be saying if you got to be able
say,
to.
If I had to say one thing about today, I sure wouldn't mind them allowing you to sing that whole song. Because that was just enough to make me want to say, won't you keep singing?
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. We don't hear enough of you, Leon. Let's hear from Kenya.
Right.
All right. I'm going under, and this time I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got a way of driving me crazy. Now I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Oh, man. Man.
I got her sing, y'all.
Yeah, that child can sing.
She ain't singing,
Robert,
she sings.
Hey, Robin, now, you know, you may remember, or may not remember that. Is that me doing all that?
I'm going to mute one of your. Try again. Say something, Leon.
Hey. Yeah. I think you muted the right thing.
Okay.
I think somebody else has another radio on in the house or something. That's what I think.
No, it's not me. I had two going, but I cut one of them off.
Let's mute Kenya for a minute and just talk to her. Let's see what how that works out.
All right.
Kenya.
Say something.
Okay, I think that comes
through. Like Kenya with a culprit.
Yeah, here's what we're going to say, though. You know, guys, Kenya played Rafiki in the Lion King Jr. play that we did, the production of the Lion King Jr. Yeah, when we first met Kenya, she's a middle school student. She's a high school student now, of course. And I think one of the requirements of being in this, advancing in the Lion King, not in the Lion King, but in American Idol, is being 16 by a certain date. And, King, what was that date on the you had to advance to before you can advance? How soon you have to be age 16?
I don't remember. I'm going to have to go look back at that when I get it.
That's fine. But like I said, guys, she played Rafiki, and, Kenya could have done any part in any female part in the play, actually. She could have done some of the male parts, too, but she could have mastered any part in the play But we think she was perfect in Rafiki because Rafiki was the soul of the place. That makes sense. Rafiki was the soul, mm-hmm. the person that led, that gave the show its soul. Yeah. So tell us one more thing, Kenya. What's the next step?
Well, first I would like to say I feel thank you, because had it not been for you, I really wouldn't have chosen that part, because I was rooting on being Nala. You know that.
I feel like you
suggesting that part to me gave me more of a leader type intuition. Now I have that skill to be a leader.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that. Now what? My next step now is just keep pushing, keep making my music, keep my schoolwork right, because that's always priority. And I would like to say thank you to everybody who has supported me, everybody who has made me making music possible. Also, I would like to thank Mr. JJ from the Hamiltones for the words of encouragement this morning. I needed that.
All right, JJ. Oh, yeah. Now, JJ is another Anson County guy, man. You know, he's with Anthony Hamilton. And, he's now with the Hamiltones. They have an album out now called 1964. You guys need to go check that out, because it's guaranteed to be album of the year, in my opinion. Just check it out. The Hamiltones, 1964, is loaded with Silver Rights. And you got James Baldwin. You got Nina Simone snippets, all kind of powerful stuff in that album. So check it out, guys, when we get the chance. The Hamiltones, 1964. Beautiful stuff.
Hamiltones. You said Hamiltime.
Hamiltones.
Oh, not Hamiltime.
Not Hamiltime. Check this out, guys. Check this out. Check this out, guys. Now, this video, we posted it this morning. Robert, you can tell me about this. You know about this kind of stuff. We posted this video this morning with Kenya. And this video has gone up 5,800 views this morning.
Whoa.
Is that good? How many views?
Whoa.
I mean,
I like those numbers.
5,800.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
A lot of views.
Yeah.
A lot of views, boy. That's what
Hey.
Now, hey Leon, where is this posted? On Facebook?
It's posted on Facebook, yes sir.
And 5,800 views already.
Already.
That's going up to wild. You're going up to viral territory here. You get that much in one day.
That's right.
It's getting up there. You start looking at the viral.
Robert. Kenya's probably not even sharing it. She's probably just chilling with it.
Where did these views come from?
So, did she have musical back compliment when she did it? Did you, Kenya?
Can you repeat that?
Did you have musical compliment when you did your audition today, or did you just do it a cappella? Like just...
I had some music. My DJ was a little off. But it's okay.
Whatever. Robert.
You did a great job.
Leon did a great job.
Oh, you did
a karaoke version. We did a karaoke version of the song. We played it.
Leon, you messed the girl's music up.
Nah, man.
Come on, man.
I don't know why you're saying that, man. I'm really about to go through the phone.
You did a great job. I'm grateful for what I have.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know why she's saying that, man. I don't get it. All
right. Oh, my God. I'm on Front Street.
I know.
Mess up your DJ business.
I know, man. Yeah. You know, this is my livelihood. You messing with my livelihood.
Black livelihood matters.
I ain't seen that hashtag ain't went viral yet.
Hey, that's mine. I bought that domain. Black Livelihood Matters.
It's trademarked.
Nope.
It's trademarked by the Gatewood Foundation.
Guess who's on the line, guys? Guess who's on the line? Daniel, man. Daniel, the music guru, is on the line, man. What is
Daniel? What's up?
Yeah, Daniel's in the house today, man. Daniel, you know he's a...
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You know, Daniel's just cool, man. He doesn't say much. He just walk around and look at you, and if he needs to say something, he will. So Kenya, the fact that he said nothing was wonderful. Was big.
Daniel's
a genius, man. I didn't need to say nothing. I have a hard time finding something to complain about with Kenya.
That's right. That's right. No news is good news. That's right.
I'll tell you.
That dude be watching, though, man. He be listening. So I go over there, I say, Daniel, we saw him, the first one or the second one. He said the second one. And that was it. Case closed.
That was it. That was, I mean, it was perfect.
No debate. Don't need no committee. No panel.
Did you tell him what the man said after it was over?
The man said.
What did he say? He said very nice. He said it felt good to have a taste of home, too, because the man said he was from Charlotte.
He said it felt good to have a taste of home. Oh, yeah, guys, check that out. The guy was from Charlotte, man. He asked her where she was from, and she said, this is a little small town in Anson County. He said, oh, okay. Yes, I'm probably one of the only people on this panel from North Carolina, and I was from Charlotte. And he said, I went through Anson County often.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Kenya.
Yeah.
Since we got this platform, do you want to sing your other song, too? You want to give us a little bit of that one, too?
What's wrong?
I wouldn't mind.
She can do it.
Go ahead, girl. Go on here. You better take this. We're gonna that 5,800. We're gonna try to get you up to 10,000. How about that? Let's get it to 10,000 by tomorrow.
I'm working on it right now. Okay. So.
I'm a share. Hey man, share on the marketing pulpit. Put it on the marketing pulpit.
I did already. Get a few more. You know me, brother.
Oh, you did. You own it. All right. Get the girl. You gotta get me a drum roll. I knew it was something I needed. I need a drum roll sound effect. Remind me, guys. I need a drum roll.
You gotta work on that.
That's no good.
That's a drum roll?
That's no good.
It's over 6,000 views. It's over 6,000 views.
Hey!
Just like that.
Let's make a deal. Let's make a bet, okay?
All right.
Mr. Gatewood, you cannot call, text, email me, none of that until that video gets 10,000 views.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on.
Right, we'll call you.
I think you'll be able to call me by tomorrow.
I have no doubt we'll be calling you in an hour.
Yeah, probably.
Because I just started another watch party.
Hey, what's on the video? Is it singing? Is it a video? Or is it an audio? It's audio.
It was a Facebook Live post.
And she was singing
Facebook Live.
Yeah, she does.
She sung.
She auditions right there in front of
me. It went on about 5 minutes before she started singing.
Is that the actual audition?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, man. Let me go look at that. She might even sing it. I got one more view. You got at least one more view coming. Hey, look, you got at least one more view coming. And I'll probably watch it a couple of times. So, yeah, there's a couple of views. That's close to your 10,000.
That's it, man.
Hey, let me say the thing again. Shoot. Go ahead, Kenya. Get your vocals on this line and start singing.
Okay. I feel by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Every moment I start to replay. 'Cause now that you're gone, all I hear are the words that I need to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So, before you go, was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I'd have known you had the storm to weather. So, before you go, was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? Kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So, before you go, before you go. Oh no, he started.
I just wanted to show y'all how bad it could sound.
He
started.
He wanted to
show
how bad it could sound and how good it could sound.
She sounds like you sound like Chrisette Michelle. A little like Chrisette. You know her. You familiar with her?
Mm-hmm.
She fell out of grace with the black community. She sung at one of Trump's inaugurations, so they blackballed her. They ran her out of town on rail. But anyway, she was a promising young star, and man, that's what happened when you go Trump, boy. Watch out, bad things can happen to you.
Oh wow!
But you know the saying, everything he touches dies.
Yeah, well that Chrisette Michelle is a good example.
Talk about something now.
Oh, that's right. I'm back. God, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Sorry about that.
You had
very good. Very good, Kenya. Very good.
It was
going to
sit heavy on his heart if he didn't say it, though.
Let me go ahead and get my view in. I got to go. I'm going to go to Facebook. What page?
You're the only person who hasn't watched it yet that's on this right now.
There she is. Okay. All right, Miss Lion King. They got her. Whatever. What's that lion called that she played?
I did not play a lion.
You didn't play a lion?
You played a monkey.
Oh, man, that doesn't sound right.
If you call me Rafiki, I just knew he'd remember.
You know what?
Can we say
funny part?
Hey,
King,
can we say champagne?
You remember one of the funniest parts in the play, though? Old Timon says, who was the monkey? What was that line you said that made him say that? I can't remember. You came out and said something.
Oh, I said, it is time. Because it was the end. It was at the end.
Right.
He looked at me and said, who's the monkey?
Definitely,
I did a great job as Timon.
That
was my favorite. I wasn't even my own favorite character. Timon was my favorite character.
Timon
was a monkey.
Can I tell you? Definitely,
I played
a part in his soul.
No, Timon was a meerkat.
What?
A meerkat.
What the hell is a meerkat?
Man, you need to watch The Lion King.
Oh, that's right. I need to watch the movie, the show.
Yeah.
So I can know what these characters are. Meerkats and lions and monkeys.
He hasn't watched the movie either. Y'all have to get me off. I have to go.
What happened was he hasn't watched the movie either.
There's no excuse for that. There's no excuse.
Wasn't I going at one time? What happened?
No,
that would be a Universal Circus. It took me like 10 years to see that. So I'm getting around to the Lion King and meerkats and monkeys and all that stuff. And what's that big lion called? Kingo or Kimbro?
I was only alive 4 years before I went to the Universal Circus.
What's that lion? What's the main lion in this movie called?
Mufasa.
Hey, man,
Mufasa is the main lion. Simba is the main lion.
Kimba,
Mufasa
yeah.
is his dad. Mufasa
is dad.
Y'all are killing me here.
Well, he the main.
Well, Leon, Thaw, you didn't go. You didn't. She said Kimba was the main lion. Lion. You talking about a Mufapo, Mustapo, or something?
Simba.
Simba with an S.
Kim, not Kim.
Simba.
Okay, Simba.
Hey,
okay, all right, I got the character.
Yeah, Simba was running. Simba was the man. Mufasa, he got it started.
But y'all just trying
paved
to
pave the way for Simba.
Y'all trying
you
to
get off
about
now. What do you say, Leon?
I need to hang up now. Y'all are killing me. Y'all really don't know what y'all are talking about. And it's hurting my feelings. It's hurting my feelings bad.
No, this is what's happening. We know we're just trying to toughen you up for the real world when you go out here and start singing in front of strangers. So that's what it is. That's it. Yeah, we know about it.
No,
right?
It's only hurting my feelings because, like, y'all, did he say he has never watched The Lion King?
Sounds like
he didn't say it, but I'm starting to feel that way.
That's hurting my feelings. Because how?
Hey, is that a part of Wizard of Oz? Isn't there like this a lion? Is that lion that's in the Wizard of Oz the same one that was on the Kim? Ain't that Simba in the Wizard of Oz?
No. Oh my. Y'all are canceled. All of y'all are canceled.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank God our time is running out right now. Sounds like the brother for real.
The brother for real are imploding.
Right before your very ears.
He's not serious.
I know. It's the cat. It's that big lion that was in Cats. That's Simba, right? Because he played several roles. You know, like Denzel can be in like several movies. So this cat was in the Lion King. He played the big cat in Cats. And then he also played on The Wizard of Oz. Man, that's a popular cat. My goodness. I'm up to date now.
All of those cats had different names.
Well, they did. Well, you know, you change your name. You got to change your name for every movie.
No.
Let's stop. Have you guys, who in this conversation has ever seen the production of the cat? Of Cat?
I have.
That's probably the worst play or whatever it is I have ever seen.
I have never felt
like I had wasted money so bad in my life.
See, Kendra is disagreeing with you, Leon. She thought it was a fabulous production. See, she's cultured, man. She got culture in her. What's that stuff you get?
We have a different mindset on what art is.
Okay.
Comes from a different generation.
It's sure different than mine. I saw that big cat up on the screen. I already put that joke out of his misery. I'm telling you. I was looking for a dog to stick on.
What's it about? What's the theme? What was it about?
I think this cat, he was like a I can't use that word for Kim with Kendra on the line, but he seemed like he was over these other cats. He seemed like he was abusing these other cats. That's what I thought.
Well, I just didn't like it at all.
I didn't care for him. No, I couldn't watch the whole thing. But
and it's a musical.
Them.
There's no point to it.
You're supposed to enjoy the music, right? That's what it is.
Like,
you're supposed to enjoy
the
music.
Like the musicals with people in them. There's no point to it. It's just people breaking out in song randomly. Like High School Musical.
You see what I mean, Robert?
No point to High School Musical. High school is not really like that. You don't break out in song in the middle of class. There's no point to it. It's just you enjoy the music. You enjoy the voices. You enjoy the songs. You get a vibe, okay? That's the point. That's what it is.
Unless it's a movie that has been converted to a play, like The Wizard of Oz. Now, that had a theme. Had the monkeys, those mean monkeys, they played a major role. Those monkeys were just
I've
mean.
Only seen.
Only difference. Go ahead.
You always
I've only
liked
seen
the
one
bad
good,
guys.
I've only seen one good musical.
You were in love
one good
with
musical.
The hyenas.
What was that? What was it, Daniel?
Purple Rain. That's a good musical.
Purple Rain.
Was that a musical?
No.
That was a movie.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that was a musical.
Damn, that was a movie.
It was,
that was a movie.
Damn, you talking about the movie?
Never met the cause.
That was a musical.
Kind
of. We're going to pull
the trap door on you. Where's my
Willie? What?
musical.
I don't
Purple
know,
Rain.
Rob. If it hadn't got pulled on you yet, then I'm safe.
What you talking about, Robert? If you escaped it, you Daniel should be pretty safe.
What's that?
The trap door, whatever.
If you escaped the trap door.
Oh.
Daniel should be safe.
Seb, I'm still on the line. Daniel.
Only problem, Daniel has the switch or whatever they call it.
He got the pull string.
I got the power over here. I'm not gonna pull the string on myself. The rest of y'all in danger though.
That's the only thing. Well, look, guys, brothers and sisters, it's been a powerful conversation tonight. We just had a little fun tonight. That's how I would like to do. Especially after that first 30 minutes of conversation, we should always go into a brighter place after a conversation like the first part. So we'd like to thank you guys for calling in. Thank you, Kenya. Keep positive. Stay powerful. Keep that voice straight. We're looking forward to seeing you advance in American Idol. We have full confidence that you will. And if you don't, I'm going to just say this. That is certainly not the end. Isn't that right, guys?
Definitely.
But we have to feel confident that you do. We out of here, man. Thank you, Kenya. Right. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Curtis. Man, Curtis, too, wherever you are. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Daniel.
Y'all have a nice night.
Good night. Thank you, Kenya.
You guys have a good night, man. I think I'm going to listen to this song before I leave. We are family. Man, you guys missed the family. Robert, you ain't family reunion. Daniel, you at the family reunion. Y'all are not in family reunion. But I understand they recorded it. So, man, this genealogy report, you need to pull it up, though. Check it out. It's amazing.
I think all family reunions should be online from now on.
That's
law.
See, that should be an added feature of every family reunion for real, because everybody can't get there.
That needs to happen.
Guys, I'm telling you, there were about 50, almost 60 people online doing that thing. When you count the folks
wow.
in the different rooms, like the Marshfield
okay.
we had like 5 people in 2 different households.
Yeah,
that's true.
And you had the folks in Durham, they were clusters of them. And there were 30 people screaming. Yeah, so there were like 30, there were 30 screens. And within those screens, I think they had about an average of two per call.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. I mean, you and William, I think we're the only ones that just had a solo.
Yeah, everybody else is two, in some cases four or five people on the one call.
Yeah,
right.
Now when folks doing that Zoom and they're like people singing like a group, I saw an Earth, Wind and Fire. There's no delay or anything that they cause people to be off. How are they doing that? And everybody's so synchronized.
Well, everybody record at home with the music. And somebody that they send it all to put all that stuff on the right beat.
So it's not live. They're not doing that live.
No, you can't do that live.
It's amazing, man. Whatever they're doing, it's amazing.
Yeah, because I'm saying to myself, man, we can't. Yeah, well, that's good, because I see them. They look like they're live, but you're saying something had to happen before.
Yeah, I could do it. I started to do one with the choir, but I ain't. It's just, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I said, look, got to be a lot of work involved.
Yeah, you get all those people to send you videos and get them to do it right.
Somebody needs to be making some money down there. Check this out, Robert. That video has got 300 additional views since it's been online.
That was me. I'm looking at is the original on your thing, Leon, or hers? I see it. I see it. 6,100. Okay.
Mine says 36,300.
You got how many on yours?
6,300.
Hopefully that music is not on SoundScan. Facebook will knock that thing off.
Oh, I know, they sure will. Them boys don't play with that copyright stuff.
Yeah.
It's still a little about a minute. That's all.
She got 141 shares. 141 shares.
Yeah.
That's what's driving that thing. That's a lot of shares, boy.
Yeah, those shares will get you going.
How many hits we got up on Mother Gave Me Life, Daniel? How many of them got now? About 20,000?
Yeah, a little over 20,000.
Wow.
It's hard to break out of that. It's hard to break out of that 20,000 category, man.
It's
gotta be something really good
or
something really crazy.
Hey, Danny, I've already watched the Knockout.
Huh?
I've already watched the Knockout.
Midnight. Leon, you gonna lock it up?
Yeah, man, I'm out of here, man. Just talking about the night, man. Appreciate you, brother. Y'all be cool, man. Stay out of trouble.
Later.
You. We gonna sing.
Hey, Leon, you gonna close it down?
Yeah, man.
I'm out. All right, I'm out. All right. Later, bro.
Good night, brother.
Yeah. Good night, brother.
Come on, 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 come on
Hallelujah.